I'm totally trying something new, guys. I am walking around on my phone like a crazy person, narrating a podcast for you. Why not? Hey, stop the music. Why not, right? Like, let's try something new. Let's see what technology can do for us. And listen, if it sucks, we never have to do it again. And if it's the greatest thing that we've ever done together, then we'll do it together more. That sounds like we're having sex. It's not exactly what I mean. I'm just here to have a conversation about what's up and what's going on and Merry Christmas and all that stuff. I probably should have started with that. Today is December 25th. Merry Christmas to those of you who are celebrating the holiday. Hope it's filled with all the good stuff, all the good food, all the good people, some belly laughs. You know, do your thing. Enjoy it. And I also know that for tons of people, the Christmas holiday and the holidays in general are freaking tough. You know, maybe you lost somebody, or you're no longer with somebody that you were dating or married to, or for whatever reason, life's throwing you a curveball over the last couple of years, and now you find yourself in a place where you're adjusting. I don't think there's anybody that understands that more than I do, and I wish you nothing but peace on this journey. Just know that you're going to be okay as long as you keep moving and just put one foot in front of the other. So on December 25th, this being the last podcast of the year, I think would be appropriate to kind of walk down memory lane and talk about some of the podcasts that we had this year on the show and some of the more memorable moments that stood out. Now, when you record, as I did, sometimes up to 70 episodes in a year, it's very tough to remember every single one of them unless I go and I look back at a list and then I'm like, oh yeah, that one. Oh yeah, I remember that one. But there are a few that really stood out to me, and I'm sure there are some of these podcasts that, you know, really stood out to you as well. And I want to start with my conversation with life coach Juna Mustad, who lives over on some beautiful island somewhere. And we just had the most incredible conversation about anger. And we called this podcast Unpacking the Myths About Anger and Its Role in Our Lives. And it was such a fantastic conversation because, you know, listen, I can be a little volatile. I wouldn't say I'm like a screamer, I'm an eruptor, but I'm like that quiet, angry guy who, you know, is pissed off, right? And so her podcast helped me unpack some myths about anger. And then more than anything, it gave me clarity on why it shows up and what I can do about it. So it's a fantastic episode, and I just encourage everybody to check it out. Another one that stood out was 100% the one released on March 6th. Of 2023, our very first podcast recorded inside the Durango Detention Center with Cordero Holmes. We called that podcast Truly Transforming After Prison and the Power of Education. And so this podcast was so powerful for so many reasons. Number one, what it represented. So maybe you don't know this, you will after this story, but a few years ago, maybe like 8 years ago, I was studying under this Buddhist, and he was doing some teachings. And one of the things that he would often drop in was that he would go to the prison systems and he would teach the guys how to meditate. And that always struck a chord with me. And I thought, man, one day I'm going to find a way to get into the prison system so that I can give back in some way. And lo and behold, the opportunity presented itself this past year. And I'm still involved. I'm actually headed back there next week for 4 days in a row. And it's just incredible to work with these young people and try to get some good news or information in front of them. But anyways, all of this to say that in some work with the Durango Detention Center and Joshua and Michael, and it was just a fantastic crew over there, they are now allowing me to go into the facility and record a podcast with somebody who used to be, you know, in prison in some capacity. And what's interesting was Cordero Holmes used to be at the Durango Detention Center until he graduated to what we call in the episode Big Boy Prison. But it's just such a great, man, it's awesome. That's what it is. Like, it's unbelievable to sit in that cafeteria, to podcast in front of 14, you know, young men and young women sometimes, and you know, most of them are trying to be too cool for school. Some of them are totally checked out. But boy, there's a few that are leaning in and paying attention to what's being said. And you just can't help but think and feel like they're getting something out of this. Like, there's a couple of these people who this was exactly what they needed to hear, and they are 1,000% better for it. So, anyways, just incredibly proud of that whole series. The next one I have to tip you off to was my chat with Zara. And we got together at her high school because she created something at her high school called the Zen Den. And so we talk about what inspired it. We talked about the most common stressors to kids and what they experience. And she's like, I'm telling you, she's going to be a leader, a future leader. You have to get her take on what she thinks the education system can do a better job of when it comes to mental health and stress. She's fantastic. We break down some generational cycles. We talk about, you know, like I said, some of the stuff that's stressing out kids. And she's so real. And she's just got the sweetest little voice. So, again, I encourage everybody to check out that episode if you haven't already. It's just freaking awesome. So what else? We had more than one episode recorded at the Durango Detention Center. We had Drakkar Wright, and then we had Michelle, who came on, and she actually did her story in front of the inmates there at the prison, the girls, and that was incredible. Okay, here's the next one that totally blew my mind, and I loved it so freaking much, and that was my conversation with Dr. Robert Todd Hurst about sudden cardiac death. It came out on May 22nd, 2023. You're like, why is that one of your favorites? Because we talked about my dad. And I got some real clarity about my dad's final moments from a medical perspective because my dad died of a heart attack. And so it was just really freaking cool to kind of once and for all understand probably what my dad was thinking and feeling in those final moments. And it was super comforting. So I loved that freaking episode. A few weeks later in the summer, we did a four-part series with Dr. Elizabeth Fedrick called, each one had a different name, but basically we were talking about intimacy. And the reason that I brought her on is because you're familiar with love languages, right? And people have love languages and different ways that they communicate and receive love. Well, she breaks down the five types of intimacy and physicality, sex, all that kind of stuff. That's just one component. It's the other four that I think are imperative to learn about yourself, because once you know your intimacy language, boy, does it become so much easier to connect with people. It's really changed my life in so many freaking ways. And so I really encourage you to check out the four-part series with Dr. Elizabeth Fedrick. All about intimacy. All right, let me wrap up. I don't want to take too much of your time today. It is Christmas, and I know you're busy. Jennifer Fink and Brad Crate. We just had the most. I think I got so many text messages from people saying this is the most relatable podcast you've ever released, and we just called it Raising Decent Humans, and all we did was talk about the ebbs and flows of parenthood and what we could be doing better, because both Brad and Jennifer are invested in young men and wanting to see, you know, boys really reach their full potential. So, you know, that was just a super cool conversation. The last one I'm going to tell you about is the combo that we had with Abby and Janae, who have created this mindful drinking and socializing while sober movement. Awesome stuff, especially if you're like trying to put down the bottle or you're like sick of drinking and you want to try something new. It's just a fantastic podcast and a lot of cool stuff and actually like good tools on what you can do in situations where alcohol is present and you don't want to have any part of it. So that's that. Some of my favorite big moments from the year. I just encourage you to go back in and just listen to something that you haven't before and pick up some tip or trick or tool or hear a story that helps you feel less alone. And then sincerely, if you're ever in the spirit and the mood to say, hey, I want to be on your podcast, some of the people that you've heard this year started out just that way. They reached out to me and said, I've got a story to share. And not everybody's going to make it, but reach out to us at info@learnfrompeoplewholived.com, and we can get the process started. Again, Merry Christmas, and I wish you nothing but a Happy New Year. I will tell you that the episode we drop on January 1st is 1,000% intentional. I've been sitting on it for weeks, almost a couple of months, because I wanted it to be the first podcast that we put out January 1st in the new year, called How to Be Happy with Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar. This guy is literally a professor, and he has the first fully accredited master's degree program in happiness. That's no joke. He's such a great dude, and he's going to break down the ingredients to happiness. It's fantastic. Just like you. All right. That's the phone podcast recap episode. Goodbye.